This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. North Korea state media on Sunday said that it had conducted a state strike drill for multiple launchers, firing tactical guided weapons into its waters to the east in a military drill supervised by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Saturday. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. wants to resume negotiations, aware that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wants the United States to come up with a roadmap for nuclear talks by the end of the year.
We want to get back and begin to have these conversations. I don't know that there's anything particularly significant about his statement at the end of the year. We're watching closely the North Korean behavior, as are our allies, Japan and South Korea in the region. We still believe there's a path forward.
State media said leader Kim Jong-un stressed the need to increase the combat ability so as to defend the political sovereignty and the economic self-sustenance of North Korea in the face of threats and invasions. A Syrian military official says insurgents in the country's northwest are preparing for an attack on government-held areas. The comments on Sunday to state news agency Sana by an unnamed official came as rebel-held Idlib province and nearby areas were witnessing the worst wave of violence since Russia and Turkey brokered a truce in September. Syrian opposition activists, including the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Syrian Civil Defense, say Syrian warplanes and artillery have pounded rebel-held areas in Idlib and Hama province. A Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden car at a police headquarters in northern Afghanistan, followed by clashes between gunmen and security forces, then information coming from officials and the Taliban on Sunday. A provincial leader said that the death toll was not known, but at least 40 people had been injured. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Gaza militants on Sunday intensified a wave of rocket fire into southern Israel, striking towns and cities and killing at least three people in one of the bloodiest rounds of fighting since the 2014 war. At least nine Palestinians, including a pregnant woman and her 14-month-old niece, have also been killed. Israeli Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus says a man has died from a Palestinian rocket, the first Israeli casualty since 2014.
The IDF holds Hamas responsible for every act of violence against Israel and Israeli civilians. We are prepared and ready to continue to retaliate against Hamas, and we are prepared for different contingencies.
Israeli forces struck dozens of targets throughout Gaza, including militant sites that the military said were concealed in homes or residential areas. The army also moved armored units toward Gaza as the sides headed closer to conflict. Pope Francis urged European leaders on Sunday to address wealth inequality and low birth rates, which he said had created an iron ice curtain between Europe and richer and poorer states and was fueling emigration. Francis made comments during a speech at the presidential palace in Sofia during his two-day visit to Bulgaria, his first and the first by a pope in 17 years. Pope Francis said that he was aware of the nation's leaders' commitment, made 4 years, in the effort to ensure that young people, in particular, were not being forced to migrate. He also encouraged them to preserve that path. Bulgaria, which joined the European Union in 2007, remains the poorest member state. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Sunday that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is only ruling for the moment, despite last week's failed effort by opposition leader Juan Guaido to overthrow his regime. Speaking on CBS News' Face the Nation, Senator Dick Durbin says Russia has contributed to the upheaval in Venezuela by sending soldiers in unmarked green army uniforms to support President Maduro.
They are destabilizing the situation there. They're there to support Maduro. They don't want to see the change that the American people want to see, and that's to have a free election in that country and a choice of someone democratically.
Top U.S. officials throughout the week praised the efforts to overthrow Maduro's government as its fall appeared possible, but Pompeo rejected the suggestion that the aborted takeover was a U.S. intelligence failure. Thailand's new king made a 7-kilometer march on Sunday, stopping at four important temples and weaving through the city on a route to the Grand Palace in Bangkok. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.